2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Okay. I have to admit, when I see that that somebody has not only graduated from high school or will graduate from high school, and then they're going to graduate with a degree, I think, holy cow. You know, some of us just barely got through high school. I remember one time Governor Leavitt was kind enough to speak to the graduating class of Tyndick High School. And one of the reasons that he went down and spoke to that rather small graduating class, which is a tradition, you know, we have anywhere between 14 and 20 some odd kids who graduate every year. But I think that year, I think every single one of them had an associate's degree. And that was a real anomaly at that time. And Governor Leavitt was a big proponent of using the new technologies. So the very best teachers and lectures and so on could be basically downloaded or even Skyped and everything else in whatever school it might be. And Tyndick had utilized some of those opportunities. And I heard, though, of this family, and it seems to be in the genes somehow. One of the individuals we'll talk to, Spencer, graduated BYU at 17. His sister, Michaela, who will also be on the line with us. Are you both with us right now? Have we got you both on the line?
Yep, we're right here. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing well, Spencer. Not as well as you are, however. And Michaela, congratulations for your achievements. How many people in your family either have or will graduate with some form of a degree by the time they walk out with their high school diploma?
Well, there's five of us in our family, and at this point, when Spencer graduates in December, that will be four of the five. And then we have one more sister who is 14, and she's on the same pathway, so it'll be five out of five.
That is amazing. My grandmother, she was the happiest woman alive when I finally graduated from Granite High School, and I might have caused an early demise. She might have had a heart attack had I graduated with another degree on top of that. Is this something that is expected within your family? How did all this start, a tradition like this? Where were the roots? Where do they go?
Well, actually, Michaela actually has the better story behind how we actually got started on that. So I'm actually going to let her explain the beginnings of it.
Okay, Michaela, I want the lowdown.
Exactly. Yeah, it hasn't exactly been expected. It was kind of a neat thing how it all got started. We actually heard through a neighbor who their son did a similar thing. And my mom was just, she kind of overheard a conversation about how her son had graduated high school with his associate degree. And so she went over and she actually talked to this other mom about how he was able to do that. And she heard about this concurrent enrollment offering from UVU where you can, there's the potential to get your associate degree when you graduate. And so she came home and she told us about it. So I'm the second oldest. We have an older brother named Josh, and he's the first. And so my mom came and told Josh and I about the opportunity. And we both thought it would be really incredible because we were able to catch that vision of you're in high school anyway. And so it's kind of, it's really just using your time efficiently because we were able to kill two birds with one stone. And so it kind of just started with Josh, and he went through all of his high school years, and he was able to come out with his associate degree. And then he was accepted to BYU, and then it just kind of went from there. I got in, and I was a year younger than him and did the same thing, and we all just got on this track. And we were able to work with counselors who helped us out both at UVU and in our high schools. And it was really a big blessing for all of us, but it was never something that was expected. It's just something that we all saw how it was going to work for us, and we wanted to have that blessing in our life of benefiting from having a degree at such a young age and giving us the opportunity to go out and work, you know, immediately after.
Okay, are you ready for the old man reaction from me as a dad, as a father? I think of the money that is saved. Isn't that terrible? Yeah. I mean, I'm very pleased that there's been this kind of incentive, but oh my goodness, do you know how much money a family would save on that many degrees? Holy cow. That's incredible.
Honestly, that was another big thing for us too, because kind of more on a personal level, our dad had actually left our family about 8 or 9 years ago. And so my mom was a single mom, and with the financial situation that we were left in, she saw that same vision too. She knew that she wanted us to have a good education, but that she personally wouldn't be able to contribute much monetarily. And so the way that this UVU offering works is that you pay $5 per credit, which if you're taking a 3-credit class, it comes out to about $15 per class. And so we were able to do this with no debt. And so that's how she, when she saw this opportunity, she knew that if she could encourage us and help us catch the vision, that was one way that she could help support us through a higher education, knowing that she wouldn't be able to do so out of her own personal monetary means.
Well, that says a lot about your mom. It says a lot about each and every one of you, because these opportunities are open to a lot of people, but you think of how few take advantage of this. I've got to talk to you, Spencer. I mean, I've heard associate's degrees here, and that to me is amazing enough. But really, 4 years, you're graduating from BYU at the age of 17. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's definitely been a really fun adventure. I mean, going back to one of the things you said is that this whole concurrent enrollment process, it's a really great and advantageous for everybody, but it's like not a lot of people really have heard about it, or those who have heard about it may not know how to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And so definitely, I feel like I was kind of an advantage because I had three older siblings who had already gone through it. And so by the time it got around to me, we already knew how to do it and so we were just able to start ticking away at that.
Okay, Spencer, this is just you and me talking here. Do you have a life? Are you just studying 24 hours a day?
Yeah, so a lot of people, I know that some of them have thought that it's really just school, and you don't really get a social life. But actually, it's like currently right now, I'm helping run an auto detailing business with my older brother. And so he and I have been doing that for the past couple of months. I still get to hang out with my friends and spend a lot of time with them. So it's definitely, there is some school, but you do get a balance. I also did theater in my junior high while I was working on this. And so, yes, to answer your question, I do have a life. You definitely get to have a lot of fun things all throughout the process.
What is your degree in, by the way?
So I'm actually majoring in communication studies right now.
Uh-huh.
It's a really fun degree. So generally there are a couple different emphases. There's advertising, public relations, and digital media.
Right.
But my particular major is kind of one where you can pick and choose classes from each of those emphases so that you can really tailor it to you and your interests. So you can like dip your feet and get a little wet in all of them, or you can focus mainly on one.
Right.
And so really the main, I was actually talking to my professor the other day, and he said that with this major, whichever emphases and classes you take and focus more on, you can say like, oh, I got my degree in advertising or public relations, whichever one you really focus on, you can make it be that.
Wow. Spencer, I am very impressed. Michaela, I am so impressed with what you have accomplished and your other siblings. And boy, there's no pressure on your younger sister, right? I mean, wow.
We've talked to her about that too. We definitely don't want this to be a pressure thing, and it really hasn't been for any of us, but she is just the cutest. We love, her name is Hannah, and she is just this big ball of fun. And she's really excited. When she got started on this pathway, she finally caught the vision as well, and she's just been excited to take advantage of the opportunity, and she's just, you know, going full steam ahead. So she's happy, and she's excited that she gets to be part of it as well.
Well, boy, do I feel like a slacker, but I'm so impressed with you guys.
Not at all.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story, and what a great, great thing, and give my best to your mother. Boy, you know, mothers count. I was raised by a single mom, and Oh, my goodness. Your mom deserves a big hug from all of us. Give her a hug from me, okay?
Well, that's very sweet. We appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Michaela and Spencer Jackman. Wow. Okay. I'm going to sit back for a minute and try to digest all of that. And we've got much more. I want to just set the stage for an event that's coming up in a few days, the 30th anniversary of the Berlin Wall coming down. That's next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.